The vandalism happened late last month at an overflow shelter run by the Local Volunteers of America, or VOA. Sandy Isham is the shelter's community relations director.
It was made uninhabitable when the copper wiring was stolen, a gas meter was stolen. It created quite a bit of havoc. It resulted in some flooding. So the building is just done.
On a busy night, more than 120 people could stay at the overflow shelter. Now, VOA is searching for a new building in Reno where the homeless can find a warm place to sleep when temperatures fall near freezing.
In the meantime, what we are doing is accommodating people who would be in winter overflow inside the day rooms of our men's and women's shelters.
The overflow shelter is only one of the buildings VOA has on its campus. Other facilities were not burglarized, including the shelter's day rooms. Isham offers a tour, but before we get there, we have to go through a series of locked doors. Safety is a priority.
We just passed the front desk of the family shelter, and now we're coming by the laundry room.
There's also a huge kitchen and a few couches where the homeless can relax. Next door, we walk into the women's day room. It's a bright and cozy space with a bunch of picnic tables that are doubling as beds right now.
So you can sit up at a table at night if you can't get a bed.
So you actually have to sit up to sleep.
I'm not sure how much sleeping is going on. It's kind of like sleeping at the airport. I mean, you do the best you can.
Conditions have been overcrowded since the burglary, but the staff members here try to keep a positive attitude. Bree Henderson has worked at this shelter for 2 years. She believes in what she's doing.
I've seen a lot of women come in, got back on their feet really quick, and then some, it take a while.
30-year-old Andrea Vasquez has been living on the streets for a few years. She comes to the shelter when it's too cold to sleep outside. Vasquez says she's struggling with the flu or bronchitis and hopes her illness isn't spreading to the other women there. She's trying to find another place to sleep that isn't so crowded, but she's not having any luck.
There's other shelters, but they're full. They're very full. And one told me already like 90 days. Yeah, that's 3 months. That's a long time.
90-day waiting list?
Yeah.
And you live by yourself or you have kids or anything?
I have kids, but they're not with me right now. But yeah. I'm trying to get me in my own place.
Vasquez is confident things will eventually get better. Meanwhile, VOA hopes it can find a warehouse where the homeless can rest comfortably. So far, a few prospects have not worked out. The good news is they have funding from the city and county to pay rent once they locate a new home, hopefully before the end of winter. Steve Shadley, Reno Public Radio News.